Merry Christmas. Here's what we got. We got me solo at a weird time for the show to come out, and I'm going to play this music through the whole thing, and you hear fire in the background. We are gathered around the Christmas fire as I do a solo Christmas pod to wrap up 2018. I don't think we're going to do another pod. We were supposed to do one this week, but Jack and I ended up just getting swamped-ass busy. So now it's just me on the solo pod. And a lot of shit has happened since we last talked. The last pod, I know this hadn't happened, but the fucking show is back. Sarah Verstretch is back out of nowhere, from literally a phoenix from the fucking ashes. That thing has come back around and come back hard. After the last pod, we heard, remember, Sarah had to leave because she signed a deal to go to wherever it was. Oh, my computer's freaking out. She had to, and so she was off to do her pod as a radio show for one of the big broadcasters. And shockingly, big broadcasters suck and screwed up the whole deal. So I don't know if she pulled out or if they canceled or what they did. But Sarah is back. And so Sarah versus Stretch will continue. And then our contacts that we were talking to, also, it all just kind of like a Christmas miracle came back together, because Sarah was suddenly available again, which was cool. We could have started doing the Facebook shows. And at the same time, they came back around and said, we got to get this deal done now. Granted, now, a week before Christmas. And we all know nothing gets done a week before Christmas. However, a bunch of shit got done a week before Christmas. So we have... the deal is, this is how radio works now. I'll let you guys behind the curtain some more. Radio stations, especially smaller ones. Remember, there's only two companies that own 90% of the radio stations in America. One of those is iHeartRadio. And the other one, which is Clear Channel. And the other one is Intercom, who bought CBS. So between those two stations, that's close to 90% of all radio stations in America. And there are a few pretty decent sized ones out there that still have a lot of stations. We're going with a pretty decent sized one, not Intercom, not Clear Channel, obviously, as Jack and I might have a lifetime ban. But they want the show and they want to put it on a lot of stations, which they own, but they don't want to pay for it. And this is just how radio is now. Like, hey, we'll take the show and we'll take it to multiple markets, but we're not going to pay you. You're not going to be employees of us. You will need to own the show or work for someone else who owns the show. And it was just bizarre. They said, hey, we've got these guys, which is a big time syndication company who provides content. All of the shows you hear, especially talk radio in LA, you get a little bit of local stuff that is not syndicated, but you still get all the syndicated. You get, especially on right-wing radio, you get Hannity, which is syndicated. You get Rush Limbaugh syndicated. You get, oh my God, every single one of those guys is syndicated. Every single one of the shows on the right-wing radio is syndicated. So, and that's how they make their money. You've got to get on a lot of radio stations. And then a third company comes into play, and that third company sells the commercials. The commercials you then split with the syndicator. The syndicator is the person that clears stations for you, promotes the show, and handles the logistics of it. And you'll have a home base. Our home base will be the original company that is putting the show on their stations. That'll be our home. We will technically be a big show for them. And then the syndicator, which is not related to them, but works with them, will try to spread us throughout the rest of America. Uphill battle. You're not going to get on any iHeart stations, and you're not going to get on any Intercom stations. So you've got to pick and choose throughout the small ones throughout and try to lock and load and end up with a lot of stations. And it's doable. But that's where we are. And there is now a syndicator that is willing to syndicate it and a broadcaster that is willing to broadcast it. And we will be on the air, I'm assuming, relatively soon. Now, we're damn near a year into this deal, and it's been dead twice now. Now it's back from the grave for the third time. Let's hope the third time's a charm. And it goes. So that is good news. My work, I am at my wit's end with my work. I am so beyond annoyed with them. I was venting on Facebook about it. And that is, remember, the fire happened. They cut our hours. So I've been for 6 weeks now, six weeks, I've had reduced hours and less pay. And it's Christmas time. And I don't make a lot of money to begin with. The pot is gone. All the side jobs are gone. I get paid quarterly on my writing job. I don't get that check even once a month. So things have been rough. Also, remember when the fires erupted, we all had to drive to BFE from where we normally drive, way, way, way far away. And they proceeded to not tell any of us that that was illegal, that they had to pay us like a reimbursement. Either they had to pay us for our commute, which no one was able to clock in because they didn't tell any of us, or they had to reimburse us for miles, any miles past what our normal drive would be. So they didn't do that. A couple people found out, and then a couple people were getting their money back, and then no one else. They didn't ever tell anyone else. So in the end, with me, they owe me like $225 for the days I worked out of town. I submitted the paperwork 2 weeks ago, and they're not going to pay us till after the holidays. So there's that money gone. And that's money that you logically spent commuting. Granted, I drive a Prius now, thank God, or it would have been a significant blow to me. And by the way, if I drove my truck still, I still would have got $225 back. So, thankful I have the Prius. And then on Thursday, remember, I'm off on Thursday, even though I work Wednesday night and I get off at work at 7 o'clock on Thursday mornings. Well, Thursdays are paydays every other Thursday at my work. So now since I've gone to overnights officially, the last couple of paydays, the paychecks aren't there when I get off the air. Now, last time I just waited and it showed up like 9 o'clock, got it, and I came, which is annoying because now 2 hours off the clock after working overnights and being exhausted and tired, I didn't have my money. Well, yesterday they flat out lost all of our checks. And that sucked. So, and I had a bunch of plans. I also had to pick up my daughter at 11:30, pick her up. She had to buy gifts for a volleyball party thing they had yesterday. And we'd run around. I needed groceries. There was a lot of crap I had to do. Needless to say, they lost my check. It did not show up until, they didn't find them until about 6 o'clock last night. And I was already at the volleyball party at that point. And my daughter, we got home, and then I had to drive back 50 miles round trip to work and back to pick up my check. So I brought Sarge with me. But that was really annoying, and I'm seriously pissed about that. But now, I got paid. Today I had a good day. My daughter was off school today. Today is Friday for me. And we went to that mall in Topanga, the Westfield Mall, which is a great mall. Remember, we don't have anything like that over here. Everything we have is shitty because everything's so expensive on the west side. Even the malls are tiny and shitty. The grocery stores are tiny and shitty. There are no department stores. It's a cluster F over here for that kind of stuff. So it was cool to go there. And we walked around. We were there for like 4 hours. Walked around the whole mall a couple times, shopped, bought a few things here and there. So that was nice. And it was fun to be with my daughter. And my wife would never in a 5 million years do that. She's freaked out about staying somewhere that long. And she would never just walk around and mosey around. Unless, of course, it was some fancy shit that she wanted to do. Then it's a different story. So we did that. And that was a very nice day. hanging out with her. And then I came home and smoked cigars outside with Sarge. And I put another thing on Facebook. If you've seen it, it's a picture of Sarge, and he's wearing a bell. And he has to wear a bell right now because he's not nice. There's a family of bunnies living in my front yard, little cute little bunnies, and we see them all the time. And Sarge goes after them every chance he gets, so I put a bell on him to help the bunnies out. Just give him a little... He hasn't caught one yet. They get away, but just trying to help out the bunnies. So hopefully they'll hear that bell and know, oh, here comes that asshole. Time to run. And that is where we are. Very exciting. Exciting news. I got more rejection letters in the mail. I'm at a weird thing of what I'm going to do with work. I like being on overnights. It allows me to have time. With the radio show now looming, and apparently looming near, I'm cautious of going to get a job. Now, there was another job. Here's another thing that happened since the last pod. There was a shit job, and I applied for it because I need another job. I have to have another job. I need at least one job, possibly two. I'm still, once the radio show goes and I know what my schedule is going to be, I'm going to try to do another part-time job. I will lock into four jobs. That's what I need to do. That's what I'll do. So I got a place to finally call me back and said, hey, do you want this job? Come on Monday and we'll work it out. And I was like, cool. Remember, I will do shit work because I don't care. I'm not above anything. I just need work. I will do work. And this place was willing to give it to me, and a lot of people are not. I get rejections left and right. Remember, Jack and I have talked about being rejected by, like, Target and shit like that. And for me, what was crazy is I told this guy, he said, here's what we pay. I go, well, I can't work for that because I have a job that pays a lot more than that. And he goes, oh, I'll work around it. Just get here when you can, and you can work until your work is done, and then you can go home. And I'm like, cool, that sounds kind of awesome. So, you would think my wife would be happy, right? But no. She throws the biggest hissy fit that I'm going to go do this work and that it's near her work. And someone might see me doing this work. This is the same woman that had a fucking conniption when I was working at UPS because I had the brown uniform. And she was freaked people would know I worked at UPS. Just fucking horrified. By the way, UPS is a great job. UPS pays. I wasn't getting paid well, but if you're a UPS guy, you get paid pretty good. It's a decent gig. Had a conniption, and then I was seriously pissed. And then I looked at it like this. I'm going to go do this job. I need money. But then I'm going to hear about it every fucking day. My life is so hellish, it's almost unbearable as it is. To add that to my life is not worth it. So I could either kill my wife or not do that job. So I just didn't go. And so I lost that. Now, coincidentally, around that same time I lost that is when the radio show came back to life. So then I couldn't have done that other job. Everything works out for a reason. I also believe after the last job I had that burned to the ground, I was not meant to have that job because my work fucked it up for me. And then they worked it out with me. And then it burned to the ground. Like something told me I was not meant to work there. Or I'm just the most fucked, cursed person on the fucking planet lately. So that's where we are. And I'm very excited to get going on the show again. I think we're going to, as soon as the holidays are over, resume Sarah versus Stretch just to be ready. So when we go, because I got a feeling once we go, we're going. It's not going to be, hey, let's put a night here, a night there. We might do one of those, but I think we're going pretty soon after that. They put a lot of strain on us, too. The guy told us, like, I'm putting my ass on the line for the show. It better work. I'm like, don't do that with me. I'm a fucking jinxed, cursed individual. So we will see. Hopefully all of that works out. It'll be fun to do it as long as we can. But I'm honestly like another thing too, once that show starts, the way that pays through syndication, it'll be fine once it's rolling, but we won't see a penny for 3 months. We will do a show for 3 months without ever seeing a penny because all the ad agencies and everybody pay 90 days. And then each one will be paying. Once the 90 days, they'll start coming on a steady basis. We'll get our checks on a regular basis then every 2 weeks or whatever it is. But the first 90 days, we won't get a penny. So that'll be just fantastic. But we'll be on the air. We'll be living on. Gosh. Then I'm trying to think what else has happened. It's a crazy world. Hey, something finally happened that has alarmed me now with Trump. The fact that Mattis quit has got me alarmed. That guy was awesome. With him gone, it's like, uh-oh, this is not good. I was confident that everything would be held at bay with that dude around. So, no, I don't know. We'll see who replaces him. But Mattis was awesome. And then I've got to go Christmas shopping on the tightest budget I've ever had. And I'll do that tomorrow and Thursday. A lot of stuff I'm just going to shuffle off to later. Just like, yeah, I'll get you something later. I've got a couple little things for my son. The rest of his stuff will be put off to later. My daughter, I may not get her anything. My wife may get all of the stuff for her. Usually we both get her stuff. I may not get her much at all, which is weird because she's usually my big expense. And then the little family things I got to knock out, a couple things here, a couple things there, take care of my nieces, and voila, I've survived the holidays. 2019 better be better. And I don't mean like I'm hoping it's better. It better be fucking better. Because 2018 has sucked. There's been a number of these suck years, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other, and they start to weigh you down. Oh, fun times. But it's a good way to end this year with the good news of the show coming back around. That is a happy time. So, and I'm very excited to have Sarah back because we were going to roll forward, but it was going to sidebar completely because we were going to try to get a local girl from Florida for where our home station is going to be. And that, thank God, went to the side because we got her back and I already know her and we already work together and I like her and she's cool. So that is a huge plus. Huge, huge, huge. Ah. Sarge is looking at me like I'm crazy. When I went back to work last night, he came with me. Because I don't give a fuck. You've got to run around, see everything, run around the big yards. He liked it. And then he was in my car and got my car filled with hair. At least, though, I put him in the back and I could lay the seats down so he wasn't in my leather seats. He was, the back of them is carpeted, so he was on that. It wasn't so bad, even though there's hair fucking everywhere because that dog sheds like, I don't know, sheds like crazy. Woo! I don't know if Jack did a solo pod. I have not looked. I guess I will notice when I load this one up. And, yeah, what happened? Oh, volleyball screwed up my schedule because we're off. Technically, we were off after yesterday, but now we have a practice on Saturday and Sunday on the beach. Because what happens is you lose your practice facility. We practice at a school, and the schools close, and there's no one there to open and close the gyms and all that stuff. So they're just shut down for 2 weeks. So we have no practice, official practice, till after, for a couple of weeks. But we're going to be on the beach tomorrow and Sunday, practicing. The girls are going to practice. God, I was so excited. I got to practice last night, and there was a girl there who was fucking awesome. I mean, awesome. And I've never seen this girl. And she's not wearing gear. The girls all have, they have their game jerseys and stuff, but the club also provides them with practice shirts and stuff. So they've got practice gear that they wear all the time. They're always wearing something with the name of the club on it at all times. And this girl had on no club gear. So I'm like, oh my God, she's trying out. She's not part of our club. And then I'm like, wait a minute, this girl's really fucking good. Like, this girl's good, good. This is going to be great. This is that missing piece that we really needed to get back to where we were. And nope. She was an alumni of the club who now plays at University of Hawaii and was visiting us. She came to visit and was playing. It was just like a workout for her. So their season's over, so she was playing. And I was pumped. Like, this girl's awesome. This is so cool. Oh, but no such luck. Oh, God. Shorty's at a party right now. And it's weird. Boys are at parties. I hate boys. Especially the boys that would be going to this party. The problem with going to an all-girl school is the stuff you do with boys is you like your, for us, it's Loyola downtown, all boys Catholic high school, and they do dances with them and that sort of stuff. Boys, especially private school boys, a lot of rich, uppity boys, they have behavioral problems, in my opinion, and rich uppity kids in general have expendable income, which turns into drugs and alcohol, in my opinion, and professionally speaking, in what I do. A lot of people, young people that have just money, can get drugs and alcohol. Just like, but I mean, I didn't have money, and I got into all that crap when I was a teenager too. It was just harder to get into. And we couldn't get into the really gnarly stuff because we didn't have that kind of money. And you could steal it and get in more trouble and do other stuff, but we didn't do that. A lot of kids steal drugs from their parents to get going. You know, little Xanny bar here, little pain pill there. But once you got the money and you can buy it, it gets really bad. So I worry about that with her schooling and the people that she will see. I just got to watch it. Also know that I have access to instant urine analysis, drug testing at my fingertips at all times. I remind her of that. Don't make me bring home a piss cup. I'll make you pee in a cup. So knock on wood, my daughter's a good kid. And I trust her. You just worry. And boys worry me. Because I know what teenage boys do and want. I was one. And nothing good. If I was a dad and I saw me coming up the driveway, I would shoot me in the face. So, we'll see how that goes. I guess tomorrow I will try to wrap up Christmas shopping. You know what sucks about living here in sucky California? I can't find any good Alabama stuff to save my life. For my brother, I'm like, oh, I'll just get him some Alabama gear. That'll be fine. It'll be cheap. I'll get him that, and I'll be good. I went into 5, 6, 7 sports stores today, and it's Dodger, 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 Dodger. Surprisingly, not a ton of Lakers. There's Lakers stuff in every one, but there's not. Like, it's Dodgered out, and they've got some Lakers stuff. There's a few Clipper things here and there. And then a little bit of USC, a little bit of UCLA. And the thing that pisses me off, because people suck so bad, it just reminds me how much people suck. There's fucking Golden State Warriors shit everywhere because they're good and people become bandwagon fans, especially LA. God, LA sports fans suck a fat one. But there's a lot of Golden State Warriors stuff. And then pro football teams, they have a hat or something from just about every team. And that was about it in every store I went into. And that annoyed me because I want to get some Alabama gear. And remember, my work completely fucked me because I need to order some things. And now that my check came as late as it did, I was unable to do online ordering the day I wanted to. Moved it a day. Anything I order online, unless I want to pay more than what I paid for the product for shipping, I'm not going to get it before Christmas. Like, it was a monumental fuck up for me to lose that one day. So no online ordering. I will do it later. I will. There's one thing I'm ordering for my daughter online that it's just going to come when it comes, and I'll tell her I got you something else and it's coming. But it was, I'm not kidding, I think it was like $40, and it was $48 for shipping if I wanted to get it here by Christmas. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It'll just get here when it gets here. It'll be like having another present, extending Christmas, I guess we can look at it like that. I wish, now in a perfect world, how cool would it be if you, and some people I think get this, your family can't get together on Christmas. And to me, Christmas is when you get together with your family. If it's Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or January 3rd, whatever it is, that's when you celebrate Christmas. That's the joy to me, is being with family, giving people gifts and just eating. And that's what it's about. So that is awesome. And if I could get it after Christmas, imagine the sales I could get. But I do not, because my family does it Christmas morning, every Christmas morning. And I get no days off this year. None, not one holiday off. Which is cool, because I'm finally going to get extra money. I'm going to get a double time pay on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. So if I finally have a little, and then I'm going to take that money and go buy presents that I didn't get at Christmas. So it all works out. Everything will be fine. But it was just very sucky to get put in that spot. But when I thought about it, wish I could do it after Christmas and I could save a ton of money, get everybody's stuff on sale. Now, I remember the olden days when my children were little and I'd go into Toys R Us and I would think, wow, I could buy all these toys now. I'd save so much money. But when you go back in, there's no toys, at least the toys they want. They're all gone and they're not coming back anytime soon. It's not like, oh, they'll have them next week. No, fucking Valentine's Day is when that shit's back around. So that there's a flaw in that theory when it comes to children. But if it's someone you're just buying clothes for or something, it's no big deal. I today was in a Forever 21, shocker, because I was with my daughter and I was in line checking out. And this is a thing now, and I get that because I know I look at the YouTube that my daughter watches all the time. And there were two gay guys in front of me. Whatever. Don't care. It's just, they were wearing fucking more makeup than I've ever seen on any girl ever. And they weren't trannies. They were just gay dudes. They were gay dudes that fucking had on. They both had the weirdest fucking eyebrows I've ever seen in my life. I don't know. You know what it is? They were masculine men. They were men. They weren't women. They were men, and they had their eyebrows done like a woman. And they were perfect, and they had on, I noticed the dude had on blush, they had on lipstick, they had on eyeliner, they had on base. They had on a whole fucking slew of makeup, and I've seen that more and more. Now, granted, I'm pretty sure you're not going to see a straight guy wearing makeup, but there's gay dudes just fucking going for it now. Like, these dudes were rocking the fucking makeup, and this was, I'm assuming they were a couple. One of them was extremely femme, and the other one was a little more dudely, but both of them were wearing full makeup, full-on makeup. And I was just like, wow. And as they were in front of me in line, I could see the stuff they were buying. They were buying purses, and the one guy carried a purse, and they were buying, I guess, gifts and stuff. And he was even, like, showing this boyfriend, like, I'm going to rock this like this. Like, doing the sachet chanté thing up and down the checkout aisle. Which, by the way, was a very long line. And I will tell you, I was thoroughly entertained in that line. Those dudes were funny. And not that they were trying to be, but they entertained me. And my daughter is all about these YouTube makeup dudes, all these dudes who do makeup. And that's how I've known it's more of a thing now. There's a lot of gay guys on YouTube that are makeup artists. Shocker, there's a lot of great makeup artists in the world who are gay men. And now they're just rocking that shit. They're like, oh yeah, we're going to sell makeup. And then we were in some other store my daughter pointed out it wasn't Sephora, but we were walked into a makeup store, and I don't know which one it was, and she goes, that's blah, blah, blah. He's one of the YouTubers I like. And I was like, really? And this dude had his own, what you call, in-dial display. So he had his own line, at, like when you walk in, prominently displayed in this makeup store. And he's some YouTube kid that did makeup on YouTube, and now he's famous with his own line of cosmetics. That's some serious shiz right there. That is respect. Jack and I should do makeup. Start rocking it. We look more like Twisted Sister, though. We're not gonna take it. Oh, man. Time to pack it up. I'm only gonna do a half hour by myself. But I wanted to do a show because we said we were going to do a show this week, and then we did not. And partially my fault. And the other night, Jack ended up with an extra concert. So the holidays got upon us, basically, and squeezed the time from our lives. I know we will not do a show next week because next week is it's New Year's and Christmas. I think when we come back, we're going to end up doing our Deathless show. We're at that point. So everybody get your list together. Have a great holiday season. Merry freaking Christmas. Hope your 2019 is better, just like I hope mine is better. You guys rule, and we will talk to you next year. Till then, peace out, bitches.